In addition to telling you what rivalry speaks to and the influencing factors, I'm going to talk about adding fuels to the flame. Because we as parents can inadvertently add fuel to the flame. And I want you to know how we do that so you can be, again, mindful not to do that. And our goal is to reduce and manage rivalry. I think because I like to open with a story, and I already gave you my own story of my own children in the article, I'm going to tell you a different story. This one is a woman, a friend of mine that I walk with frequently, has a lot of angst about her children's rivalry. She has twins. They're not really exactly twins. Here's her story. We all have stories, and I love stories, and here's hers. She had a lot of fertility problems and struggles, and finally they hired a surrogate mother and a donor egg. So her first daughter is not biologically her child. And you hear these stories often, but of course what happens when the surrogate mother was pregnant with the child, with the donor egg and her husband's sperm, guess what happened? Someone? She got pregnant. So she has two daughters about, 4 or 5 months apart, but they essentially seem like twins in lots of ways. There is a clear older and younger sibling, as there is with twins. And like our own children, they could not be more different, night and day differences. The first child is more, they're 12 years old now, more outgoing, more racy. She's worried this child's going to be a partier and fast, and she's got all these anxieties as a parent because she's so out there and she's popular and the boys are falling in love with her already at age 12. Her other child is more studied, more book-wise, has no interest in socializing and partying. They're in quite different private school placements, and they have enormous rivalry. The truth is they, of course, love each other dearly, and they have lots of moments of wonderful time together, but they've gotten to the point where not only can they not be in the same schools, they can't even be at each other's birthday party because they don't want the sibling there. So it gets pretty intense in her household. They almost look like they're developing strong separate identities in opposition of each other, which does happen. So let's talk about what rivalry speaks to.